afraid of the dark? Just relax and let the darkness fall over you.
Welcome to Afraidish, a podcast where we take a deep dive into the history and paranormal while enjoying some tasty adult beverages. From ghost sightings to hauntings, urban legends and cryptids, let's get weird and afraid-ish together. Welcome to episode 36, the Halloween special.
Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween! This one's going to be a short one.
Cool.
Let's get started. I am drinking the same thing I was from our last episode because that was like 5 minutes ago.
Same, but also, what is it?
Oh, it's chocolate coconut rum with Pepsi Zero.
Yum.
It's really good.
I am drinking a Vibe.
Vibe with...
mixed with Diet 7 or 7-Up Zero.
7-Up Zero, yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah.
I like trying these new things.
Yeah. I've had that, literally had that rum for longer than we've lived in this house.
Yeah, it's probably not good.
I mean.
It tastes good. I don't know.
It's alcohol. Does alcohol go bad?
No, I don't know.
Especially liquor.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Here are five fun facts about campfire stories.
Fun!
Five fun facts.
Number one, campfire stories have a long history that is steeped in chilling tales of horror and the supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
The tradition of gathering around the fire to share these stories dates back to ancient times mm-hmm. when people huddled together for warmth and protection from the darkness that lurked beyond the flames.
Yeah.
These stories often involve tales of hunting, survival, and the supernatural.
Shall do.
Number two. Many famous horror stories were first told as campfire stories. For example, Washington Irving's The Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Hell yeah.
And Mary Shelley's Frankenstein were both originally told as campfire stories. These tales were often passed down orally from generation to generation, and the campfire served as a natural gathering place for people to come together and share these stories.
Yes.
Number three, the most popular type of campfire story is the ghost story, which
and
often
for good reason.
Yes. Which often involves supernatural or paranormal elements. These tales of restless spirits and vengeful ghosts can be particularly chilling when told around a campfire, as the sounds of the night and the flickering light of the fire add to the eerie atmosphere, making it feel as if the ghosts are lurking just beyond the circle of light. Which is true, because it's pretty creepy.
Yeah.
Number four. The fear and excitement generated by campfire stories can release endorphins in the brain, making us feel good despite being scared. It's no wonder that people keep coming back for more. Number five, campfire stories are still popular today. While we may not rely on campfires for warmth and protection anymore, people still gather around them to share stories and create a sense of community. Many summer camps and youth programs still include campfire storytelling as part of their activities.
Yeah.
As we sit cozily around the blazing campfire, let's relish the warmth it exudes while enjoying our favorite adult beverages and savoring the delicious gooey s'mores. And as the
I had a s'more right now.
Yeah. And as the night deepens, let's indulge in some spine-chilling Halloween horror stories that will send shivers down our spines. I have three tales for you.
Okay.
The first one is called The Haunted Mail Truck.
Of course.
There was a rural mail carrier who had been delivering mail for years. He knew every road and every mailbox on his route. One night, he was driving his mail truck down a dark and deserted road when he saw a figure in the distance. As he got closer, he realized it was a woman in a white dress standing in the middle of the road.
Always. These women in white dresses. Yep. Jeez.
He slowed down and honked his horn, but the woman didn't move. He got out of his truck and approached her, but she vanished into thin air. The mail carrier was spooked, but he got back into his truck and continued on his route. As he drove, he heard strange noises coming from the back of the truck. He thought it was just mail shifting around. But then he heard a voice whisper his name. He turned around, but no one was there. Suddenly, the mail truck started to shake violently. The mail carrier tried to stop the truck, but the brakes wouldn't work.
Oh no!
The truck careened off a road and crashed into a tree. When the police arrived, they found the mail carrier dead in the driver's seat. The back of the truck was empty, except for a single white envelope addressed to the mail carrier. Inside was a note that read, "You should have stopped when you had the chance." Legend has it that the mail carrier's truck still haunts that road to this day. And if you listen closely, you can hear the sound of the mail carrier's ghostly voice calling out for help.
Aw, that's sad.
I know.
That's not real, but...
I know. I had to add that one because, you know...
Obviously.
Obviously. The next one is the ghost of the abandoned cabin.
Hmm.
Deep in the woods, there's an abandoned cabin. It's been empty for years, but the locals say that it's haunted by the ghost of a young woman. The story goes, the woman was a beautiful hiker who got lost in the woods one day. She wandered for days until she finally found the cabin. She was exhausted and hungry, so she went inside to rest.
Any woman out hiking alone would know never to enter into an unfamiliar cabin alone.
It's a story.
I know.
But the cabin wasn't empty. A madman lived there. He was a huge hulking man with a long beard and a wild look in his eyes. When he saw the woman, he was instantly smitten. He locked the door and refused to let her leave. The woman was terrified. She tried to escape, but the man was too strong. She screamed for help, but no one could hear her. The next day, a group of hunters found the cabin. They knocked on the door, but no one answered. They broke down the door and found the woman's body inside. She had been strangled. The hunters searched the cabin for the madman, but they couldn't find him. He had vanished into the woods. Ever since then, the ghost of the young woman has been haunting the cabin. She's been wandering the woods at night. She's also heard crying and screaming inside the cabin. Some people say that if you go to the cabin at night and knock on the door, the ghost will answer. She'll ask you to help her find the madman who killed her. If you say yes, she'll lead you into the woods, and you'll never be seen again. So if you're ever hiking in those woods, be careful. If you see an abandoned cabin, don't go inside, and don't knock on the door.
Unless you want to, you know.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, last one. Hidden by the rustling corn. This one is more of a poem.
Okay.
The shortcut cut through the cornfield tempts you as you're walking home. The clouds above keep the moon concealed as you enter the swaying corn alone. The corn grows tall, thick, my friend. The path you chose is muddy. It grows in rows without scope or end. And in the dark, you hurry. You don't see the standing forms as you pass them on your way. They stand still amongst the swaying corn, which hides their pallor and decay. Hundreds gather in this field tonight, though you see none at all. Yet still you look around in fright, but the corn grows too thick, too tall. You tell yourself as you continue through, it's merely the rustling of the leaves, but they see you, and they hear you. And they might not let you leave.
Cool beans.
Yeah. So those are my stories.
Yeah.
I would have had more, but I ran out of time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So what are some of your favorite campfire stories?
Or do you have any? We didn't... My campfire stories are racist jokes and hymns. So... Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christianity.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is pretty wild. Mine are basic, like the basics. I can't think of basically ghost stories and stuff like that.
Teenagers being murdered by crazy axe murderers and chainsaw murderers and.
Or my aunt used to tell one. I wish I could have remembered it. It was about we would sit on her porch. And she would tell us a story about this guy out in the field, and he would say something, and then the person on the porch would say something, and then he would get closer and closer, and then she would like do a jump scare at us. It's pretty funny. Pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
This is going to be less than 15 minutes long.
I know you hate that.
It's fine. Hopefully everybody liked it. A few stories to get your Halloween started.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. All right. Everybody have fun. Be safe tonight.
Stay warm.
Stay warm. It's supposed to be cold.
Yeah. Fuck it. It's like, I want fall so bad, except on Halloween. If we could have,
I know,
like summer on Halloween, that'd be great. But well, fall...
It went from the 70s one day to down to the 40s.
Yeah.
It sucks.
We're going to have our first frost tomorrow night.
So, yeah.
Damn it.
I hate it.
The first, like, I don't know. I think it's our first frost. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
Okay.
All right. Let's get out of here.
Okay.
If you have any stories or requests of anything you want to hear about or know anyone who does, please email me at afraidishpodcast@gmail.com. Instagram and Facebook at afraidishpodcast. Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention I do have this on Threads.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I do have a Threads now.
Which is Meta Twitter.
Yeah. It's basically... Since
Twitter's... Yeah. In its final days.
Pretty much. Anyways, Threads is an extension of Instagram. So, yeah.
Yes.
All the links will be in the show notes. I have this on YouTube as audio. You can listen anywhere you get your podcasts, really. Also, rate and review on Apple Podcasts. Rate on Spotify. 5 stars, please. Also, you can comment and...
On Spotify?
Comment on Spotify. You can, there's a question and you can like how it was and all that. I forgot. Anyways. So yeah, you can also make a monthly donation from Spotify to help sustain future episodes. It'll help with updating recording equipment and other necessities. And, you know, hopefully I'll get Patreon eventually.
Eventually.
Links for this will be in the show notes. And let me know what kind of merch you want. I'm going to try to do a merch store. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Exploring the unknown and mysterious is always interesting. Just like trying a new flavor of an adult beverage. Like a cryptid, the taste may be unfamiliar initially, but discovering something unique and exciting makes it worth the adventure. Until next time, don't be afraid of the dark.
Be afraid-ish of what's in it.
Bye.
Bye.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
If you see an abandoned cabin, don't go inside and don't knock on the door.